he went, no one go to China anymore. And everyone freaked out and was pissed about that. And then he would turned out to be probably right. And then he went, no, we're letting the states do it. No, the Constitution says this is the state's job. Which is so cool to see a president say anything about the Constitution.
You can fault him for
whether
that
you
decision.
Hate him or not, it doesn't matter. Trump said the word Constitution and made a decision based off that piece of paper. And that doesn't ever happen in government anymore. And that was fun to see.
You can fault Trump for the decision to decide to let the states figure it out. You can also fault him for spreading misinformation, but he's kind of just got a big mouth, and you shouldn't be listening to him on medical advice
anyway.
Well,
he said that a lot of times. He gets asked questions, he goes, I'm not a doctor.
And then he says
and then he goes, this is my opinion. I'm not a doctor, this is my opinion. Which he does a lot. And all you'll hear is, Trump says this about coronavirus.
And then it ends up that the doctors that we're supposed to be listening to, the CDC, was misleading us intentionally.
Yeah. Or at least
so is that,
not telling us the most truth.
Is that asshole president more trustworthy than the CDC? On this, it seems like maybe.
Well, Trump's a germaphobe. Like that's, he always has been. And so him making the stance that's anti-government control against his own personal, like, he's not putting any emotion into his decisions about the coronavirus, I feel. I can tell that it seems to be.
Anyway, there's a lot of people blaming coronavirus. CNN and MSNBC are saying that he is, I quote, directly responsible for killing tens of thousands
of
Americans.
Yes, yes, every day. Every day, that's like the head, you know, it's
and
all
And I don't
over.
See how that's possibly true, because he said, let the states deal with it, and the states have either good or bad, but I feel like it's on governors and the individual states how they've handled it.
Tell me the dangers so I can live accordingly. It's not up to the government to tell me what I can and cannot do.
They can tell you, hey, smoking's bad for you, but they can't
What happened to the coin shortage?
I don't think that was real to begin with.
That upset me quite a lot. I was talking to my chiropractor.
He's been some wild things.
And my chiropractor dude goes, yeah, I think it's just the Antichrist. You know, or like the end times, you know, we're getting rid of buying and selling. And that'd be a pretty effective way to get rid of being able to buy or sell. You know, I don't
know.
Well,
many, many places. I went into Eddie Bauer the other day, and they don't take cash anymore.
At all?
Nah.
That pisses me off.
Yep.
That pisses me off a lot.
They don't take cash anymore because germs can get on it. But cash is not, people aren't getting this disease, just like the flu. Almost everybody is getting this disease. And it's like, yeah, if you cough directly on a surface.
Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
If you cough directly on a surface, it'll stay there for a decent amount of time and then don't touch your face. But like the overwhelming majority of the way this is spread is through human to human contact.
Yeah.
I cough directly on you. There's no credit card in money in between.
Believe it or not, the masks seem to be effective, assuming that there was a problem to begin with. Which, because I live in Hodunk, Seward, Nebraska. Oh, I just got water all over my leg.
How long is this supposed to be?
I never got any, as long and short as we want.
Oh, jeez. Okay. It'll be a while then. We'll just keep talking.
Yeah, yeah. I never got directly effective. I still don't know anyone personally who's had it.
Me neither.
And that's, and I'd like to think I know a lot of people, like a lot. You know,
they're changing a tire.
Imagine changing a tire.
One dude and two girls. He's getting late. I'm gonna let him have the thunder there.
Mom, Dad, if you ever hear this podcast, I'm really sorry. You didn't make it this far. You're already texting me.
Make it what far?
This far into the podcast. I'm already mad and turned it off.
I just tried to turn left because there was nobody coming, but it's a stoplight.
We're at a red light and Joseph tried turning left. This is Joseph, by the way. He's some kid I know. Whee! Whatever seems to have happened with coronavirus, The government does not seem to have proved their trust. Once again, the government sucks. Who would have thought?
Wow, who would have... Do you trust the government? No. Do you think they should take your guns away? Yeah.
Wait. I'm not saying... No, there is a right answer, and it's everyone has guns who it's deemed appropriate to have guns by themselves. And if you... I don't think in the Wild West a lot of innocent people got killed. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there was a lot more killing than there currently is, but I don't think there was as that many innocent people that got killed. I'm sure less innocent people get killed now than then because less people get killed now, just in general, you know. Mm-hmm. But much less people... It's hard to get yourself killed if you're actually innocent. Especially if you have the means to defend yourself. Oh, they locked it.
No, that's not the right place.
It's not.
Oops, these
boopity
might...
Boop.
I feel kind of bad. I think those were graves.
Did you just drive over? You did not. You did not.
There's no headstones. I pulled a U-turn, and my tire went on the grass a little bit.
We're in a cemetery, first of all.
And I did like a little U-turn, and my tire went on the grass a little bit, and I saw something shiny with my headlights. As I'm like finishing the U-turn, did you just cross yourself?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
Scratching my head.
Maybe we need to, though. Sorry, guys.
Guys? those were the poor people, too, because they can't afford headstones. Here so you just ran over poor people. I'm going to run over your grave. Think you're going to die first?
No. You drive worse.
I do drive worse.
I
wrecked
here.
My third car this week. I'm 21. That's pretty bad.
So is my turning.
Here's
radius.
My justification. You ready for this? You ready? Here's my justification for wrecking.
Talking to me or your teacher?
Just, I don't care.
All right.
My teacher, Cole Prince, isn't gonna listen to this.
He better not.
I don't know. I wonder if he'll still like me after learning my political.
Yeah. If you got it this far, like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Or
share or
write
whatever
something
platform
on Toby's
this is
paper.
On.
I don't know. Let us know if you got this far, because I doubt it.
And to everyone else, the other three people that are listening to this that aren't Peter Colprince.
If I was a fucking teacher, I wouldn't listen to this.
I would not either. I don't think he will. He's way too chill to actually listen. Like, he'll skim through it and make sure we're talking about stuff. You know, he'll do enough in his part, but I don't think he'll...
Well, it's just what I would do as a teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
But he won't get to this part. I'll be surprised.
He's not going to, like, go home and mow his front yard while listening to Toby talk about how to solve the economic problems in America. Not even solving anything, we're just complaining.
Is he, does he stand on the compass?
I have no idea.
Alright. Because some people, you can't even voice your opinions about Trump.
Yeah,
If they're not negative, you can't voice your opinion about Trump.
I know, Cole Prince is a very, very, I think that's how you pronounce it. Sorry, bud, if it's not.
Bud.
I'm failing this class. Whatever, anyways. He's very he won't lose respect no matter where you end up on the thing,
which is correct.
He's very unjudgmental and he's probably my favorite teacher on campus, one of them.
If you got it this far, you're Toby's favorite teacher.
If not, you're no. But he gives us huge big concept things to work on and then a ton of time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but if you don't do it, he'll flunk you, you know, he doesn't care.
Like that bullshit learning project of Chanel's?
Yeah, well, we didn't do that.
Oh, jeez. Miles got a D, maybe an F, and it was like 500 points, because you know how Chanel was. It's 500 points.
Chanel was stalling if it was a teacher, but like really good outside of the classroom, but in the classroom it was just hell. But... Basically, Cole Prince teaches college like I think college should be taught, which is
together.
Don't drive on more graves.
I would like to avoid driving on graves, to be honest.
For the record. Anyways, Cole Prince is how I think college should be, which is you can decide how much you want to get off of this and your grade will adjust.
I mean, when I get off.
He's not assignment driven. He's concept driven, which is the whole point of college, I thought, but apparently not. Because all I've done
is... Teach me how to think, not what to think.
Amen, John 3:16. That might have been sacrilegious.
Cole Prince, so loved
the world.
What class is this? Social media.
Social media. For Cole Prince, so loved the world that he gave his.
Oh, I got to answer this text.
He has a kid.
Cole Prince?
I think so.
Dang.
He's married and stuff. That's cool. I want to be married. Anyways, government's bad and it sucks and it really, really messed up coronavirus. Like, big
and
time.
And I don't think very much of the blame can genuinely be put on Trump.
I don't know if any of it can be. Like, in actuality.
When like, they say Trump is directly responsible well, they for say killing he's all those people,
because he
what
downplayed
happens?
It.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like... So, I can't think for myself, so is I this... let other people think for myself. I can't look at facts at myself. I let other people look at facts for myself.
And
then I do what they said. No, it's on you for not looking up the information and acting accordingly. It's not... anyone else's fault that you're dying.
Is the toilet paper shortage the CDC's fault?
Is it? Actually, is it?
Maybe.
Or is it everyone who panicked?
If we're using this logic, though, then no.
I think you're responsible for the things you do. And yes, society plays a role in your decisions, and that's true. But when it comes to something like the coronavirus that was a big, big deal, and everyone was freaking out, I think... that's a scenario where you're responsible for looking up the facts
especially
yourself.
Especially when you're, like, looked to as the authority on this topic. Like, no one cares about the CDC on a daily basis.
No.
They have one thing, and it's...
Diseases.
And so we have big disease time, and it's your time to shine, and you fuck it up.
And they fucked it up real hard. They fucked it up really, really, really hard.
And it might have been on purpose.
I don't know if it was on purpose. I think maybe they just suck. You know, like your white swan thing. You can't prepare for the thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're supposed to be preparing for big disease forever.
But at least they get some blame for that.
Yeah, some blame for sure. Some blame. They're still responsible. Well.
Jamie said, what are you doobs up to? D-O-O-B. I think that's
We're talking
cute.
To Toby and his 18 subscribers.
We're making a podcast for Toby's teacher, Mr.
Cole Prince. Maybe.
Yeah. Look. Oh, shoot. That's right. Podcast time. We've been talking to ourselves for 36 minutes.
Really?
And we got noodles. Yeah.
I'll cut half this out.
You better. Yeah. How are you? How are the cats? How's your mom?
Let's go to your house and edit video.
Okay.
And we'll end the podcast when we get home. In summary, the government...
Do subscribe!
This is going to be taken down now. He's probably not copyrighted, I'm sure.
Just cut it out. I was singing a song earlier. You think they're going to come get me for that?
Bill Gates will. First of all, who the fuck is Bill Gates? And why the hell am I listening to him for medical shit?
Yeah. Don't listen to Trump on medical shit, but this billionaire who deals with computers, yeah, dude, do him.
Maybe don't listen to anyone. Go look up the statistics. The CDC posts pages of statistics.
Things for you to make your own decisions.
Yeah.
But, no, that's what it is. They are the source on things you look at and make your own decisions.
Yes.
But they gave out incorrect information directly leading to people making incorrect decisions.
Or maybe the information they're receiving from hospitals, they just added those numbers together and published it. And they knew, so the government was giving money to hospitals who had COVID.
Yep.
Right? And so hospitals who are going bankrupt because no one's going to get treated for anything are going to inflate their COVID numbers so that they can pass the month's budget, and then the
America
CDC
runs on money.
Yes.
And that's generally a good thing for other reasons, but there are some negative side effects, which is if you go, hey, if you have this disease, we're going to give you a shit ton of money, then
all of a sudden everyone has that disease.
And that's exactly what happened in lots and lots of hospitals. And then there was, you'd sign up to get tested, you wouldn't make it, and you'd get the thing back. And I was hearing about all this on the internet, and I'm like, I don't know how true that is, but my girlfriend's dad signed up to get tested. Jamie's dad, yeah, and then, He didn't go because of work, and then he got a thing back in the mail saying he's positive.
Jamie's dad got that too? Yeah. I've seen lots of people, I've heard of that happening a lot.
I've also heard of it, and I wasn't sure how true it was, but apparently it's damn true.
I didn't know that happened to Jamie's dad. That's hilarious.
Doug
got positive and didn't get a stick up his nose. Also, the tests are only 70% accurate. So 3 out of every 10 tests are wrong. And we're basing how the whole America runs. Those numbers might have changed. Those numbers were true 2 months ago.
Last time we checked.
So end of July-ish, those numbers were true. I'm sure those, I hope the tests are more accurate now, just for the sake of clarification. But, so all the hospitals are inflating it to get more money so that everything can do. Everyone knew the hospitals were inflating it, and I'm sure the CDC knew that, and they still published the information and did nothing about it. To the point that Trump felt it was necessary to take over the information from the CDC, which normally that would piss me the hell off, and it might still, because I don't think the president should have anything to do with the health side of anything, but the CDC was not giving us the accurate information, or they could have been giving us more accurate information, and they seem to not be.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that that was an accident, or, you know,
an overlooked thing or something they couldn't help type of a thing. Because they're just publishing the information they got.
But also, which means they changed the entire, as soon as they knew?
The entire... No. Well, there's a lot of conflict there and an argument. Because one side just denies that there was anything wrong.
Yeah.
One side of the political compass, the extremists, go, there was absolutely no way that the numbers were inflated, there actually are that many cases, and Trump's literally just downplaying the numbers so that people will realize.
And then
them.
It came out that...
And then it was true.
And then it was
Well,
true.
Florida, what? They went from, like, 120,000 confirmed cases, and they went down to, like, 9,000 confirmed cases. Like there was actual, like, adjustments happening, so it is true that did happen, at least in some areas.
People will also pick a side and stick with it. Because if the Democrats are going, hey, this is a big deal, people will go, hey, this is a big deal. And if the Republicans are going, this isn't a big deal, you know, people aren't thinking for themselves, like, a lot, because it's been politicized.
Yes, yes.
And so if Trump says CDC's inflating the numbers...
Even slightly.
That can't possibly be true, because Trump said it, and every word he speaks is false.
Yeah.
And it's like... You should take time to consider, is that true? Because it ends up that it was. That asshole was right again. He does that a lot more than he should. He's wrong more than he should be as well, but...
Well, if he would want to talk, he wouldn't ever be wrong.
Exactly, yeah. If he would fact check his, you know, or let someone else deal with some of the press releases.
There should be one... He should send his tweets to someone, and then that other person tweets... For him.
Yeah, translates
and,
it.
And he should tweet. Yeah. And he should still tweet constantly every night, all night.
Yeah.
That's super cool that we have a leader that can talk to everyone every day, all day. You know, that's crazy that's a reality that we live in. 3 million people, or 300 million people, can hear what the president has to say.
Immediately.
Every day, immediately, unfiltered. All day. Yeah, that's incredible that's a thing. Well, less unfiltered, that's...
Yeah. Well, I mean, Twitter, filtered on his
Twitter
end,
put some shit on it, and I don't know how I feel about that. Gets me a little upset.
There's another one. So,
censorship.
Social media companies. Yes, I suppose it's their intellectual property. It's their website. But if you're operating an American website, I'd like to think that you should operate giving the most free speech possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's the, are they publishers or are they the publishers or are they publishers or are they the platform?
Which, by the way,
And they act like they're the publishers.
But they're the platform.
But they're very much the platform.
Julian Assange is no different than a news site. He's WikiLeaks, right?
Yeah.
And so he takes other people's information and publishes it out. And now the government's trying to get him for treason.
Well, they got him.
Yeah, but they don't get New York Times for treason.
No.
If Well, so Snowden,
the information he's stealing is classified. And
he's not stealing it. People are giving.
Oh yeah, yeah. Julian Assange was just publishing it. Yeah,
He's just the middleman, though. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so he's as much the middleman as the New York Times is
the middleman.
And the government has made like a big point that like, hey, whistleblowers can go to the media and the media can say whatever. And we don't get the media, we get the whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not sure that's not really right either.
Like,
but
Snowden, on principle, legally should be arrested. Like, legally, as far as that goes. But he also did a huge patriot thing and released a bunch of information that was really crucial, and I think he made the correct decision.
Which is why he should get pardoned. But the thing, I was listening to the podcast of him and
Joe Rogan.
If you're on trial for treason and the jury asks, why did you do what you did? You're not allowed to respond.
What? Why not?
It's a lot because it's treason, and so you're automatically disqualified. It doesn't matter for what reason you did
That's
the treason.
That's not a fair and...
Mm-mm. No. And so the...
fair trial.
There was two people that Snowden was friends with, and they were on trial, and the jury said, okay, well, why did you leak these classified documents?
Yep.
And he was going to speak, and the other lawyer goes, objection, you can't do that. And the judge is like, yeah, that's true. The rules say that if you're on trial for treason...
That's not America.
No, it's not. If you're on trial for treason and the jury's like, hey, can, you know, like, defend yourself, you can't. You cannot defend yourself.
So what's the point of going on trial for treason? You're already guilty.
There's absolutely no point, which is why Snowden just ran to another country.
Yeah.
Because he knew he wasn't going to get a fair trial.
Well, if he got a fair trial, he'd get out, for sure. Everyone.
Exactly.
Any jury would pardon him.
Yeah. But that's why he ran instead of, you know, getting a good lawyer.
Yeah.
Is because he knew for a fact he wasn't going to get a fair trial. Which is a sad thing in America.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
That's like one of the things that makes us.
Plus the court systems I don't think are generally very corrupt, but that's a pretty not okay thing to be doing.
We should do that before term limits, and then term limits, and then stop printing money. In order.
Yeah.
And then decide if we're going to do anything about global warming or not.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of, yeah.
In that order.
Yeah. Anyways, this was the first episode of TP America, or whatever the hell I'm going to call this. It might not be. This was probably horrible, but you have to be bad at something before you can be good at it.
You have to make more of these?
I'm going to do 5. I'm going to try to do 5.
Okay.
I have 7 topics
Jamie
I want
to
talk about.
Jamie wants to do one with you, me, and Dave.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. Next time we're going to do something else. I'm going to try to start publishing these beginning of November. I don't know. We'll find out. We can
lip sync this whole thing.
We'll see if we'll see if the internet still exists in 2 months. Love you.
Do, 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 subscribe.